Growing up, I had a favorite uncle, Ron, who I hung out with a lot. He was the unmarried uncle. You know how that goes. And in fact, none of his siblings thought he would ever get married, but he's married now. And he was in his 40s, and so he was, you know, and he actually started dating a gal. My grandpa, his dad, used to say that there's a lid for every pot. So, so they started dating, and then they ended up getting engaged. And he told her after they got engaged, he said, "Never be nice to me. Be kind, but never be nice." And she probably wanted to break off the engagement after that. But I remember, I mean, those words like 15, 20 years ago just still resonate within me, of that distinction between being nice and being kind. And so what is the distinction between being nice and being kind? And why do we even need to talk about this? Well, first of all, because being kind is a hallmark attribute of the love of God the Father. In the responsorial psalm, two of the verses today use the word kindness. "See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you." The Hebrew word that's translated into the English as kindness is hesed. And hesed is the Old Testament word that captures and articulates, communicates the love of God. So hesed is God's love for his children, for the Israelite people. And the overarching characteristic of that love in the translation is kindness. Wow, kindness. So what's the distinction between kindness and niceness? Well, niceness wants everyone to feel good, right? For sure. And we like, you know, when someone is nice to us, we like that. And kindness wants everyone to feel good too. But niceness will do it at the expense of the truth. It'll do it at the expense of the truth. So I want you to feel good. And since that's the highest of all priorities, in order not to make anybody feel uncomfortable, if there's something hard to say, it won't be said. Kindness, on the other hand, wants everyone to feel good, but ultimately seeks the good of the other person. And so if there is something hard that has to be said, it will be it'll have to be communicated. But it's done in a way that's empathetic, right, and compassionate. So that's the difference between kindness and niceness. And God is kind towards his people. And we pray to receive that kindness, and that the kindness of the face of God would shine upon us. There's a saying from one of the church historian early on, Philo of Alexandria. He says that, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle." Out there? No, in here. No matter what appearances might say, everybody is struggling to some degree. Every day, we're fighting some kind of a battle. That's the nature, that's the journey, that's a pilgrimage that we're on. And so he says, be kind. Because to be kind is to be like God, is to love like God. You know, I was thinking about the importance of kindness in this world, because I think right now we live in a time of a lot of niceness and harshness. So it's either one is nice or one is harsh. And harsh is the opposite of being kind. And so living in this time of harshness, no matter how much truth you have, if it's communicated with harshness and rigor, rigidity, it'll never lead to the hospitality that's necessary for conversion. And so that's part of the problem. It's like, yes, it's important to have the truth, but to communicate the truth in love, that's kindness. So we need to infuse our families, our parishes, our world with kindness. And how is that done? How is that done? Well, I think that this is why the older members of our community and our grandparents, those who have that are seasoned, are so important. Because when I think of a kind person, the first ones that come to my mind are my four grandparents that have all passed. You know, they never minced the truth to me, but they were always so kind. And they introduced that kindness into my life. You know, when you think about your grandparents, isn't that kind of a powerful characteristic of almost all good grandparents, is that there is a kindness? Some time ago, I was reading the biography of one of the biographies on Pope Francis, and he talked about how influential his grandmother was upon him. You know, that kindness that showed and wisdom that's imparted. And when Pope Francis addressed Congress, he talked about the importance of the older members and their stories for society, for the thriving of a society. Because a society that is consumed with efficiency and effectiveness, or maybe just efficiency, is going to be a very harsh society, right? And what do the older members of the community, what do our grandparents have to teach us? This kindness, where do they get this? Through all of the struggles of life, there's a better perspective on life, right? There's a gentleness. They know the harshness of life. And so they've been trained. And so now they're able to contribute a beautiful, wonderful kindness that allows those around them and provides a fertile soil for those around them, their children, their grandchildren, their communities, to grow. I think we have to be, especially in our day and age, when we do live in a very efficient culture and a throwaway society, we do have to be intentional about this maybe minor virtue of kindness. It was traditionally considered one of the minor virtues. Because without it, there will be no conversion, there will be no growth, there will be no building up of relationships. And you know where it's got to start? Not, you know, in the political realm. It's got to start within our own families. Spouses towards one another, children and their parents, siblings towards one another. That's where I observe some of the greatest harshness that exists on this earth. And if there's harshness there and there's not kindness within the family, then in parishes and in cities and states and countries in the world, there's just going to be violence. Because that's the origin. That's the family is the foundation. So that's where the kindness has to start. And a family that is focused on God is a family that is receiving the kindness of God. God's communicating truth in love. And when a family experiences that and shares that with one another, it flows over into the life of the parish, the life of the community, the life of society. So for all of us, that responsorial psalm is so wonderful, and several of those verses would be good ones to memorize, just to turn over in our hearts. May your kindness, Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you.